Delighted, of course, one of our guests is a regular, Dr. Vic, host of Navigating Uncertainty, the weekly podcast that goes out through the pulse of a nation. You never know, he could be in Dubai at that energy conference with John Kerry, who took his jet there talking about what we can drive. But he never sleeps in one bed at night to night, as they say in some parts of the world, but he's traveling again. But he joins us with a very special guest, a good friend of his, who I think is on his podcast. But Dave Tice, I have to tell you, Dr. Vic, I watched and we played yesterday about 6 minutes of his documentary film or setup on this grid down, power up, grid down, this scenario of what really happened and could happen with our major electricity power grids. It is beyond eye-opening. And, of course, what he's done in his life has been amazing. So take it away and introduce our guest, Dr. Vic.
Well, great. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having us. And let me give you a little context. So the way I know David is, David and I have known each other for probably 15 years when he was among the most successful investors, Jack. And he was thinking about investing as a looking on the short side. So he had a fund called the Prudent Bear, one of the most successful funds probably in American financial history. And then David decided to sell that business and got into the movie business. He produced Soul Surfer and some others, very successful, great messaging, and just a wonderful human being. So he's been a friend of mine. And obviously, when I'm running this podcast called Navigating Uncertainty, I'm like, who knows how to navigate uncertainty better than David Tice? And when I caught up with him, Jack, over the last couple of years, he's been working on this project. And like you said, it is eye-opening. And so when I hear from a smart person who's a thorough analyst, an unconventional thinker who is proven in navigating uncertainty by thinking differently, I'm listening. And so David is a dear friend, and he's got this documentary. So David, I think you're on, so why don't we just let you give the big picture overview, and then we'll have a little conversation about it.
Well, David, thank you, by the way. It's great to have someone with a moral compass as well. Take it away, David.
Well, thank you, Vikram, for that kind introduction, and thank you, Jack, for getting me on. So the name of this movie is called Grid Down, Power Up, and our website is griddownpowerup.com. So I wanted to alert the American public to this threat. And so the name of my own company is called Paul Revere Films. And
which I love, by the way.
Thank you. So the threat is if our power grid goes out for an extended period of time, and we're not just talking about 2 or 3 days, for a couple months, it could wipe out 90% of America's population. And this comes from a congressional commission, the EMP commission, that operated for 17 years at the behest of Congress, which included the smartest scientists in the world. And you can read about this on our website at griddownpowerup.com again. And so essentially, we don't realize how much we rely on electricity, our refrigerator, plugging in our iPhone, or getting gas in our automobiles, everything, our municipal water systems. Individuals die after 3 days if they don't have running water. All these threats, and the four major threats are a cyber attack, an EMP attack, which is an electromagnetic pulse attack, a physical attack, and then finally a geomagnetic disturbance or a solar storm. All these attacks are potentially could cause a coast-to-coast power outage, and then we will end up having neighbors killing each other. Kids will be starving. It will be unfathomable, and this can be essentially like a zombie apocalypse, because we will go back to the 1800s in terms of our way of life.
Hey, Dave, I just want to come in here. Hey, hold on. Dave Tice, the project you're working on, Grid Down, Power Up, in terms of there was a real precedence that happened just from basically a sagging power line, I think, in Ohio and a branch. Dave, in New England, we had a little bit of some snow flurries in northern New England this morning, but we have a temporary power outage of like 3 or 4 hours. In this day and age, people get a little squirrely. They get a little crazy if they can't get onto their phones and their laptops and watch some video games. People don't know what to do for 2 or 3 hours after a snowstorm if there's a down branch from heavy snow on a power line. I don't think people can imagine how electricity powers everything. Everything is automated today with technology and electricity. If we had days in a major city like New York or, you know, any major city, Philadelphia, Boston, days without power, I don't think people can even comprehend the mayhem.
It would be unparalleled, and it would be beyond our wildest, that's for sure.
Yeah, so Jack, you know, one of the things that that David and I talk about and on the podcast, which I tell you is worth listening, it will get released tomorrow. Just think about people who get insulin. Insulin is refrigerated. They need it every week. What happens when the pharmaceutical infrastructure breaks down? What happens with it? So, you know, one of the things that I'm also really impressed with David about is that he just doesn't highlight the issue. Well, okay, it's a risk. There's lots of risks. He's doing stuff about it. So, you know, David, I know you've got this petition going. You got obviously the movie. And by the way, the movie has like Dennis Quaid involved. He's got lots of real high profile people paying attention. Congressmen are jumping up and down, endorsing the work he's doing, saying this is super important. We need to make this more visible.
I saw Senator Angus King in his documentary hour, the big film, the prelude to all this, talking about this. What goals do you have here, Dave? Because, you know, the other thing I want to ask to Vikram's point, Dave Tice, is people today, they're scared. Every day there's something to scare us and divide us. Every day there's a reason not to get out of bed and keep the covers over your head. Every day things are kind of scary. But this reality, what you're talking about, how fragile our power grids are and how some bad guys could do some really bad things, and probably China's already here doing this. What goals do you have to Dr. Vic's point?
So our goal is to make us protected and protect our critical civilian infrastructure to get in front of Congress. This needs to be a part of the presidential debate. That's why I'm so excited to be on your show, Jack. This needs to be part of the discourse. I believe we need a Manhattan Project scale initiative to protect our critical civilian infrastructure. The technology exists out there to protect our substations and our big transformers. This could be wiped out. Our military has protected our command control centers and our missile systems, yet our power grid has not been protected. We need a Mothers Against Drunk Drivers scale movement from citizens, your listeners. They can go to powerupetition.com/petition, and they can sign this petition. We need a Manhattan-scale project. We need a General Leslie Groves, who, frankly, was a badass. He was the guy who broke down doors, because we need to overcome all the obstacles, the bureaucratic ineptitude inside DOE, inside DHS, inside our regulators. This needs to happen. We need to be ticked off enough. We need to say, let's fix this. This is unconscionable where we are today.
Dave, where did this fire come from on this particular issue? I know you've had other projects in your life that you care about. Soul Surfer, the story of the young gal who was attacked by the shark, which obviously was a similar story, just the news here of a Boston woman who was unfortunately, you know, in Bahamas. But my point is, where did this fire burn from within you on this particular subject?
So I'm an analyst. I'm a CFA. So I look at risk reward, and I just saw as an analyst what was out here. I've had the highest-ranking spy who ever defected from the Soviet Union in my living room. I also am a NASA grandfather. I use that term because my grandkids are 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. But Houston, we have a problem. We have a problem because I want my grandkids to live a long life. And unfortunately, we know a geomagnetic disturbance, which is a solar flare. Let's assume the bad guys aren't going to come after us. We know a big geomagnetic disturbance is going to hit. NASA has said there's a 12% probability every decade that there will be a massive solar storm that could that would take out the grid. So we know this is coming, 100% probability.
Well, as Dr. Vic knows, we have, I think we're going to have Governor Christie on the show Friday, Nikki Haley on the show. This is a great subject to ask them, because it is not far-fetched, is it, Dave? It is not. If you look at what happened, what was the year? Was it 2003? What was the year where we had that situation where you had several states go dark and it lasted a while?
That was 8 states in 2003. That's exactly right.
Wow. Yeah. And that was just power line.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one thing that's really important that David emphasizes in this movie is this is fixable. Like, this is not some crazy risk that we have to bear. We can harden our grid. We can develop transformers. We can have a manufacturing system, Jack, where we start building transformers in the United States and not import them from China and other places. So, you know, this is a fixable thing. It might take time, but as David said, this is really about getting people to prioritize this. This is knowable how to fix it. We know what to do. We just have to do it.
And Dave Tice, I want to ask you this from Dr. Vick, and that is number of summers ago, I had the high honor as a civilian to go to the U.S. Army War College for the National Security Seminar in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. One thing I gleaned and learned from the seminar, talking to some of the instructors and the generals in the Army, and they had some of the folks from the Air Force there and other branches, is we've seen in past attacks on America, especially terror attacks, too often and sadly, to a point, the one arm doesn't talk to the other. So, for example, in special operations or military, one branch is doing its thing, the other branch is kind of protecting its budget and doing another thing. And one of the things that the generals had talked to me about is we need to get all agencies talking more together, sharing information, working together. Is that one of the challenges here when it comes to our electricity grid, is getting Department of Energy, NSA, military, civilian, and corporate, everyone kind of working together or swimming in the same direction, or is that off base?
No, that's exactly right, Jack, and that's why I utilize this Manhattan Project metaphor. Essentially, what happened there, and I'm sure a number of your listeners watched that movie. 35 million people have seen that movie.
Oppenheimer.
And Matt Damon played General Leslie Groves. He was a badass. He essentially made things happen. We need somebody to bust down doors. You think about the Manhattan Project, we accomplished, you know, building two atomic bombs, which allowed us to win World War II. We can't even get out of our own way to overcome bureaucratic ineptitude. What are we doing? We just have to talk to each other and make this happen. We need somebody to break down doors and get better regulation and get the utilities to talk to each other and demand that we fix it.
Dave Tice, again, I want you to give the website and Dr. Vick, Navigating Uncertainty, out tomorrow at noon. This is the guest. This is the subject, correct, Dr. Vick? And Dave, maybe you can kind of end on the petition and the website.
Yes, so our main website is griddownpowerup.com. The movie will be out in the next couple days on YouTube as well as Amazon in maybe 2 or 3 weeks. The petition is powerupetition.com/petition.
And Dr. Vick, Navigating Uncertainty, you do it very, very well, and you're not even a captain, but you are a nomadic wanderer when it comes to travel.
That is true, Jack. So thank you, Jack, for having David on. I think this has been a wonderful episode. You'll learn a lot more about David's personal background also on this episode. He's an amazing personality, great personal story, and obviously a great American.
Oh, amazing. And as I said earlier, with a great moral compass. Dave, thank you so much. Good luck. We'll get you back again soon. One last time, the petition and the website, because you can't say that stuff enough on our network of stations.
Sure. GriddownPowerUp.com. And the petition is PowerUpPetition.com/petition.